A 9-state unity tour featuring Senator Bernie Sanders and the new Democratic National Committee chairman Tom Perez kicked off last night in Portland. Sanders' progressive supporters and establishment Democrats who supported Hillary Clinton for president may be united in opposition to President Trump, but that doesn't mean they're not wary of one another. Fred Bever has more.
Sanders supporters call Clinton's nomination a coronation, and in Maine, the hard feelings linger. Standing online at Portland State Theater, Lubeck resident Sunny Beal sported Bernie signs and buttons left over from last year's campaign. She says she doesn't expect the party to change its stripes anytime soon.
I think that it's going to fizzle out. The Dems are going to say, use them as long as they can and then get rid of them like they did before.
Inside the theater, the scene of a massive, raucous Sanders rally last year, former Maine lawmaker Deborah Simpson, wearing Clinton buttons, says she also doesn't anticipate any great kumbaya between the factions.
Well, I think it's really hard for people who haven't tried to make a difference in politics to get something done, to know really how hard it is to work with people and accomplish a goal.
That didn't stop Tom Perez, the former U.S. Labor Secretary who won the DNC chairmanship over Sanders' favored candidate, from making a plea for support from the Vermont Independents' passionate backers.
Now, I know we have a lot of work to do in the Democratic Party. We have to earn your trust. When we earn your trust by putting our values into action, folks.
You may have been able to hear some heckling in the background, and there were several boos and outbursts of tell us what you think you are going to do about it, as Perez condemned what he cast as Trump's anti-working class agenda. But Perez had a lot of applause lines, too, and so did Sanders when he reeled off his familiar roster of outrages by the ultra-rich and Washington establishment against the best interests of most Americans. Still, the crowd really roared when Sanders turned his sights on the Democrats.
Our job is to radically transform the Democratic Party. Our job is to create a Democratic Party, a grassroots party, where decisions are made from the bottom on up, not from the top on down.
Sanders certainly re-energized his core constituents who dominated the audience, but many, such as Kathy Bouchard of Scarborough, seemed less inclined to put that energy to work for the party.
I think people obviously still really love Bernie and are still feeling a little bit unsure about Tom Perez. We need to see more. We need to be convinced.
Sanders and Perez may take another shot at that in Maine, only not in its southern 1st congressional district, which, after all, did ultimately vote for Clinton in the general election. Party staffers say Sanders and Perez plan to visit the more rural and poorer 2nd district, which, while it voted for Barack Obama in 2012, chose Trump in 2016, and where next year Democrats are hoping to unseat Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.